on the line now, I have Austin Campbell. Hello, Austin. How are you?
Hi, Noel. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. But tell us what's before we talk about what's happening this evening. The Robert Enemit Community Development Project. When was it started, and how did it come about, and the aim of it as well?
Yeah, so it started in 2003, and it's one of 13 community development projects around the inner city. Altogether, we'd formed something called Dublin City Co-op, and I guess initially we would have seen like a need in the community that would have grown out of a homework club initially, and then it would have grown into an after-school project. So at the moment, one of our core projects is after school. So every day we'd have 24 kids who'd come in, we'd collect them from school, we'd do their homework with them, we'd make them food, we'd kind of give surround support around that as well if there was any kind of help to be had with social care or anything like that, we give supports there.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, I suppose, when you have a centre there and you're identified as somebody who kind of can meet the needs of the community, then we would have grown different services over the years. So another core service we provide at the moment is an employability project for migrant women. There would have been two direct provision centres in the locality, and it wouldn't have had any cooking facilities there or anything like that. So we let people come in, use our kitchen, and then kind of grew that contact with the migrant community into helping people get jobs, giving people employability skills, and helping people set up businesses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So as it's evolved, Austin, services have sort of expanded as well.
Yeah, so I guess we listen to the community. Like, so the event this evening, lots of people will come in, and just conversations you have. So we started a beekeeping project there recently. People wanted to learn beekeeping. It's something that you hear about. Bees are good for the environment. So we started running beekeeping classes there a couple of years ago, and we'll be having another class, 10-week class for people from the area starting in a couple of weeks' time. We hope to have a drama thing starting as we speak. We have a cookery class going on there in the kitchen. So it's whatever people want, we try to make happen.
Okay, so what's happening this evening then?
So this evening we are opening a arts and culture exhibition called Our Liberties. For a couple of months at the end of 2019, we ran a series of free evening classes for anybody from the community who was interested. So we had creative writing class one evening, we had art class another evening, a photography class another evening, and then another night we had a lad coming in and recorded conversations with whoever dropped in. And all of the output of all of those classes has been put together as an exhibition, which is opening this evening. The Lord Mayor Paul McAuliffe is very kindly coming in and opening that for us. So yeah, we have photographs on the wall, we have people exhibiting their creative writing, we have the conversations. Somebody had a very clever idea, so we have them uploaded online, and then there's pictures of the people on the wall, a little bit about each interviewee, and then there's a little QR code that you can go up and scan with your phone. Mm-hmm. And stand there, put on a pair of earphones, and listen to conversations with different people from the area. I guess one of the things we strive to do is to give people a voice. So everybody who came in the doors had their different ideas and what classes they wanted and how it should be exhibited. And I guess with actually people speaking, we've really tried to give people a voice. So hopefully that comes across tonight.
Okay. It's running for 2 weeks as well. And it's starting off tonight at 5:30. People go there, and it's in Usher Street. Some of it, or a lot of it maybe, is about the social history of the area. And a lot of history in different areas, either a lot of people don't know about it, and some of it that is quite important has been lost over the years as well. So I think it's a great idea. It's absolutely fabulous.
Thanks, Milan. Yeah. A lot of the stuff that people will hear when they come along this evening that they'll see, it's like social history, it's the stories, it's the characters, it's stuff you don't really read about and is in danger of being lost. So even if people know a lot about the area, they'll still learn more. So I'd urge anybody who's free this evening to pop in at 5:30.
Okay, well, what area does it go from when it's, you just say the Liberties? People have different ideas of where exactly it is. Would it be fair to say maybe from New Street all the way up to Dolphin's Barn? Would that cover the Liberties?
More or less. Some people, I'd say 90% of people who took part are from the Liberties. About 10% of people are working in the Liberties. And the people who took part in the project, if they thought they were from the Liberties, that was kind of good enough for us. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, as that, I'm from County Meath and I'm in, so I wasn't going to start telling people they weren't from the Liberties if they told me they were.
Yeah. Now, I went through it rather recently, driven through it, and I remember it from many, many years ago. And if anyone from the area have been away for even 20 years and came back, they just wouldn't know it. The whole area has changed and
it's changing. It's changing so fast.
And it's modern. It's so modern and all the areas. Wonderful, wonderful the way it is now. But some famous people, Imelda May, of course, and I think Brendan Grace, from the area.
Brendan Grace as well, yeah.
Probably a few more as well.
I think the people really make the area. It's the people are great. The people are fantastic, and just listen to their stories over the last 8 weeks and being part of it has been really special.
And from what you've been talking about there, Austin, the community project, the Robert Emmett Community Project, it goes 24/7, nearly 52 weeks of the year, and something new coming up all the time. And this is just part of it.
Yeah, so it's whatever people really want. We've a couple of core projects I told you about, which run kind of during the daytime, Monday to Friday. But then we've had the evening classes on every night before Christmas. And Saturday we have a Croatian cultural group. So there's a Croatian school in there on Saturday mornings. And then Saturday afternoons we'd have a Greek school in there. Obviously the kids go to normal Irish school, and then just to preserve their culture, they have their own thing in there on Saturdays. Then on Sundays we have an acting group coming in. So it's, I suppose, the fuller it can be, the more youth-centre it can be, the better a job we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And it's so close as well to the centre of the city, there's no doubt about it. And then, of course, it expands right out across the way. What's your function, by the way? I didn't give you a title, so what's your title for the community project?
Our Liberties.
Okay. No, I'm talking about your title.
My job title?
Yeah, yeah.
Project coordinator.
And the funding for all of this is still being provided by the government?
So we'd have different funding streams. We'd be funded through a thing called PUBL, mm-hmm. like through social inclusion funding, which comes eventually through the government, down through Dublin City Co-op, which I mentioned, and then mm-hmm. comes to us that way. But the majority of our projects would fund like salaries and fund the building and things like that. But the projects that we run, we would apply for funding separately for each project.
Yeah,
well, I suppose a large part of running and delivering a community service is getting the funds to deliver the things that people need. Mm-hmm. We'd have 5 or 6 or 7 different funding streams.
Well, it's great to hear that it's continuing anyway, the funding, because a lot of communities lost a lot of funding over the years and their community projects. So it's great to see that a lot of places still have it.
We would have lost funding as well, and there's a new childcare scheme coming in, and we'd be in danger of losing funding and losing the ability to deliver our after-school project. So it is, like, it's never guaranteed.
Yeah,
it's always, hopefully we can deliver this next year. Okay. For us in every community development project.
Okay, it's always a struggle, there's no doubt about it, but they're doing a great job down there. So we'll just mention it again, Tuesday the 14th, that's today, 5:30, and the venue, Robert Enovitz, a community development project, Usher Street, Dublin 8, and it's going to run for 2 weeks from 9 until 1 o'clock. If you want to register below. So people just drop in, have a look around and see what's going on. I'm sure they're going to be really interested in, because a lot of people, when you hear the word of liberties, they want to know more about it for some reason. I mean, it's like some different parts of the inner city, Sheriff Street and all the places, when they hear it, they want to know more and more about it. So I'm sure you're going to get lots of people over the next 2 weeks going to you.
Hopefully so, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I'll leave you with the last word. Anything else you want to get out there, Austin?
No, just if anybody's in the area, to come along and come along, meet the people behind the project, meet everybody who participated in it, and just drop in and say hello. Would be great.
Okay, thank you very much, Austin. Pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Austin Campbell there from the Robert Enovitz Community Development Project. And I'll just repeat it again. It's on tonight, starting at 5:30. It's going to run for 2 weeks. And it's the social history of the area and the liberties. So it's on from 9 to 1 every day over the next 2 weeks.